Welcome to Maximum Impact, reaching you from the Citadel of Impact, Abuja, New Estate Baptist Church. We enjoin you to open your mind and connect with the Lord as we receive engrafted words. Get ready to be greatly blessed as we join His anointed servant, Pastor Abiodun Aribike.
Look at somebody's name, may the Lord deliver you. Just look at somebody and say, may the Lord deliver you from mistakes. Hello. Father, let's pray together. Say, oh Lord, arise by your mercy. Deliver me from every form of mistake. In the name of Jesus. Can you pray in the name of Jesus? Every form of mistake. Every form of mistake. Arise, deliver me from every unpardonable mistake. In the name of Jesus. Arise, oh Lord. Deliver me from every form of mistake. In the name of Jesus, I come by the blood of Jesus against every form of mistake. Every form of mistake. Every form of mistake. Every form of mistake. In the name of Jesus, I come against every form of mistake. By the blood of, can we pray? By the blood of Jesus, I come by the blood of Jesus against every form of mistake. In the name of, I come by the blood. I come by the blood. I come by the blood of Jesus against every form of mistake. In the name of every form of mistake, I come by the blood. I come by the blood against every form of mistake. In the name of Jesus, I come by the blood of Jesus against every form of mistake. Every form of mistake in my life, in my destiny, I come by the blood of Jesus against every form of mistake. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Let's pray. Every mistake of the past that is speaking against my present and my future, oh Lord, arise by your blood and deliver me. In the name, can we pray? By the blood of Jesus, we come, we arise, we cancel every mistake of the past that is speaking against my present and my future. We arise by the blood, by the blood. We arise by the blood. We arise by the blood, by the blood, by the blood, by the blood of Jesus. We arise by the blood of Jesus. We arise by the blood of Jesus. We arise by the blood of Jesus against every mistake of the past that is speaking against our present and our future. We arise. We arise by the blood of Jesus. We arise by the blood of Jesus. We arise by the blood of Jesus. We arise by the blood of Jesus against every mistake of the past that is speaking against my present. We arise by the blood. We arise by the blood. We arise by the blood. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Can we come against every arrow, every arrow, every arrow? Say, I arise by the blood of Jesus against every arrow, any kind of arrow in my life. I arise by the blood of Jesus. I arise. I come by the blood of Jesus against every arrow, 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 every arrow. And the Nebokuria Bakatada Ba, and the Garibokuria Gatada, Mazinte Nebokuria Bakada, Aria Gatalaba Zada, Magaribokuria Gatada, Azanta Garibokuria Ba, and Nike Nebokuria Baraba. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. I don't know who you are. You might not even know yourself. Any error they are hailing you for, you know, it's an error. It will put you in trouble. But everybody said they are hailing you. Yeah, yeah. The thing you do now ain't good. Everybody is hailing you. Lift your two hands up. I pray for you. Any error that men are hailing you for that will put you into trouble, may the Lord deliver you from those errors. In the name of Jesus, lift your hands and say, any error in my life that men are hailing me for, that you are against, oh Lord. Oh Lord, arise and deliver me. By your blood, arise, arise. Arise, 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 arise. Arise, arise, arise. Arise and deliver me. Any error that men are hailing me for, arise, arise, arise. Arise and deliver me. Arise and deliver me. Ataka ribo koria gatalaba kada. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Is it Proverbs 28:13 that says, he that covereth his sin shall not prosper?
know there are some errors we cover up. You can cover it for man, but man, God sees everything. You know, it is stupidity for a child of God to do something and he wants to cover it from his God. It shows you are an atheist in the first instance. Because you are saying your God cannot see, your God is not mighty, your God cannot do anything about it. He that covereth his sins shall not prosper. So if you cover your error, your mistakes, when you need to ask for mercy, you shall not prosper. He says, he that confesses shall have mercy. I pray for everyone here. Pray for yourself. Just pray for yourself. You know yourself. Pray for yourself. Anything, you know it is wrong, but you are adamant about. You are doing strong face in front of people, but you know the Lord is against it. You don't want to confess. You are doing strong head, strong face, bone face, whatever they call it. Talk to the Lord. Talk to the Lord. Lord, prevention, I'm covering anything you are not pleased with. I ask that you forgive me. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. This next prayer, I want you to pray very well. That Lord, I will not go back to my vomit. You see, when you gave your life to Christ, there were some things you stopped. But gradually, seem easily, covering it. Some people have started going back to their vomit. Imagine you stop smoking and then you go to corners to smoke. Imagine you stop drinking. Then somebody invited you to a birthday party. You attempted, you take the first one. Later you start taking. And you say, it does not matter now. After all, God said Timothy should take something for his stomach. You are going back to your vomit. May you never go back to your vomit. What you have preached to people that is wrong, may you not go back to doing them. You know, flirting. Women, you know, humanizing starts from flirting. You know, I just like the girl. I'm not doing anything now. Pastor, he's just, you know, we are just friends. He's just, you know. Fornication does not happen in a day. It's a gradual thing. It takes man going back to his vomit. Lift your two hands up. And say, I decree and I declare in the presence of the Lord, I shall not go back to my vomit. In the name of Jesus. Can you pray? In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. But eventually I've gone back to my vomit. I return back to the Lord. 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 I will not go back to what I've left behind. I will not go back to what I've left behind. I will not go back to everything, anything I have left behind. I will not go back. I will not go back. I will not go. I will not go back to anything I have left behind. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Can we go against every enticement, whatever is enticing you to what God has said no to? May they be destroyed in my life. Can we pray? Say, whatever is enticing me, that is attracting me to what God is saying no to, whatever is enticing me, whatever is attracting me to anything that God is saying no to anything that God is saying no to anything that the scripture is against, whatever is deceiving me, whatever is enticing me back to them, let the blood of Jesus take them away. Take them away, take them away, take them away. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Have your seat, raise your right hand up and say, give God, give me the grace. Grace to hate everything you hate and to love everything that you love. Lift your right hand up. Say, oh Lord, give me the grace to hate what you hate. Give me the grace. Give me the grace by your mercy, by your grace. Help me to hate what you hate by your grace and your mercy. Help me to love what you love. Let my heart be broken by what breaks your heart. Let me weep for what you weep over. By your grace, help me hate what you hate. By the grace of the Lord, I hate what you hate. Let me despise what you despise. Anything attracting me to sin, let it die in me. Let it die, let it die, let it die. Every attraction, every enticement, every deception to what you hate, Lord, let them die in me. Let them die in me, let them die in me. Let them die in me, let them die in me. Let them die in me. Let them die in me. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. I don't know who the person is. You don't need to prove a point. I beg you. Don't prove any point. Swallow it. Don't prove any point. What did I say? Tell somebody. What did I say? Tell the person what I said. You don't have any point to prove. Did you hear me? Hello, did you hear me? You don't have any point to prove. Jesus, turn stone to bread. Jump. I have no point to prove. He could do it. But he's not going to prove any point. It's boys and little people that prove point. Mature people have nothing to prove. You have nothing to prove. Let me tell somebody, say you have nothing to prove. Salvation is not by your power. You have nothing to prove. Do we understand that? Do you understand that? I'm talking to somebody that has been hurt here by somebody. And you want to prove. You have nothing to prove. Many people have proven their way to hell. Proving their way from the will of God. Proving their way from the pathway of God. Help me tell that person again. Say, hear the word of the Lord. You have nothing to prove. Tell the person you hear. Okay, let's go to our verse. Psalm 8. And let's take from verse 3. As we've done the past 3 weeks. Psalm 8. From verse 3. When I consider the heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars, which thou hast ordained. Continue now. What is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him? For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and hast crowned him with glory and honor. Verse 6. Thou hast made him, give me New King James, madest him to have dominion. Okay, let's go. You have made him to have dominion over the works of your hands. You have put all things under his feet. We have been looking at the way the devil attacks our glory. And today I want us to continue to let you know that glory can be stolen. Stolen. Stolen in an enticing way. Stolen with deception. Or can be stolen by force. Remember, stolen in an enticing way. You know, if a child has maybe $1 million check in his hands, and you ask the child to give you $1 million check, the child will say no. But if you buy biscuit and Capri Sun, and you say, biscuit and Capri Sun, do you want it? Yeah. Oh, yeah, give me the check and take. What would the child do? He will give you the biscuit and he will give you the check. And take the biscuit and caprison. It has been stolen from the hand of a child by enticement. You see, most of the time, we lose things by the things we love excessively. The things you desire excessively, the devil stays at that side and picks something bigger from you by the things you like excessively. I pray for everyone here. Whatever has been taken away from you by deception, in this service as you pray, may they be restored back unto you. Lift your right hand. Let's pray. Say, whatever. Say, I've been stolen from me by deception. Say, they are restored back unto me. Can we pray in the name of Jesus? Say, whatever I've been stolen from me by deception, 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 by deception. Whatever I've been stolen from me by deception. Say, they are restored back today. In the name of Jesus, they are restored back. They are restored, they are restored. They are restored, they are restored. They are restored, they are restored. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name, from we are praying. Say, pray with me. Say, whatever I've been stolen from my life by household wickedness, by any member of my household, whatever I've been stolen from my life by any member of my household, say, they are restored today. I recover them, I recover them. I recover, I recover. I recover, I recover. I recover, I recover. I recover, I recover. I recover them. I recover them. I recover them. In the name of Jesus. Say, my glory. If you have been stolen by deception, I recover, I recover. I recover, I recover. If you have been stolen by enticement, I recover, I recover. My glory, if you have been stolen by force, you have been stolen by a force higher than I. I recover, I recover. I recover, I recover. I recover, I recover. I recover, I recover. In Jesus' mighty name, we are free. Listen to me. Most of the things that are important to life, many people don't know they are important when the devil comes. Before the person realizes the importance of that thing, the devil comes. Esau and Jacob. Esau was hungry. Jacob took advantage of that and took the most important thing in the life of a Jew. Esau had no excuse. Since they were young, they were told of the blessings of Abraham. And it was what he sold for cheap. You know, I pray for anyone here. Whatever is meant to move your life forward, that you have sold for cheap, by the blood of Jesus will recover them for you. In the name of Jesus, say, my glory. Say, if you have been stolen, I recover them now. In the name of Jesus, say, my glory, my virtue, that has been stolen. Say, I recover, 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 I recover. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Nahum 2:2. Some of us have become a shadow of ourselves. Why? Like I told you before, the glory is what is meant to bring you to prominence. It has been taken away. So a person becomes a shadow of himself. When the glory is not there, it's shame and reproach that replaces it. When a man's glory has been taken away, he has setbacks and failures. When the glory has been taken away, it doesn't matter the number of great people you know. They will not help you. Because there's nothing, there's something that attracts you to them. It's their glory. I pray for everyone here whose glory has been stolen. Recover them today. In the name of Jesus, put your two hands on your head. Say, my glory, wherever you are. Say, I recover you today. In the name of Jesus, wherever you are. Wherever you are, wherever you are, wherever you are, wherever you are, I recover, 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 wherever you are, I recover. In Jesus' mighty name, we are free. I said Nahum 2:2. Nahum 2:2. Can we all read together? For the Lord will restore the excellence of Jacob like the excellence of Israel. For the emptiers have emptied them out and ruined their fat. So whatever the emptiers have emptied out of my life, say, I recover them. In the whatever the emptiers have emptied out of my life, I recover, 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 I recover. In Jesus' mighty name, we are before Jacob in Nahum. What the Bible is saying, that his excellence has been taken away. His honor, his glory, that which make him excellent, that which make people honor him, has been taken away. You remember, look at it. I will restore the excellence of Jacob like the excellence of Israel. What's the difference? Let's not go in that direction. I just want to lead you to pray. But know that Jacob is not the same thing as Israel. Same name, same person, but different life. When it was Jacob, he was a supplanter. When it was Jacob, he was a deceiver. When it was Israel, he was a prince with God. He was a man of a covenant. He was a man always winning. So, any state you were before, that you were winning, that things were working well, and something was taken, God is saying he's restoring you back to that state. Lift your right hand up. Say, the glory you created me with. Say, restore me back. Restore. Restore back. Restore back. Restore back. The glory you created me with. It has been tampered with. Oh, Lord, arise. 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 Restore back. Restore back. The glory you created me with. If it has been tampered with. If it has been taken away. Restore back. Restore back. Restore back. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Now look at the screen with me. For the Lord will, read with me, let's go. For the Lord will restore the excellence of Abiodun like the excellence of Israel. Put your name in Jacob. Let's go. One go. One to go. For the Lord will restore the excellence of Abiodun like the excellence of Israel. For the emptiers have emptied them out and reamed. Whatever the enemy has ruined in your life, let there be a restoration for you. In the name of Jesus. Look at the screen. You can fill in the gap. I want to give you like a minute or two to make those screen. For the Lord will restore the fortunes of Abiodun like the fortunes of Israel. For the Lord will restore the favor of Abiodun like the favor of Israel. The Lord will restore. Over to you. I give you 2 minutes. Can you pray for yourself? Pray for yourself. Make a decree. Let me hear. Make a decree. For the Lord will restore. For the Lord will restore. For the Lord will restore. My grace, my virtue, my excellence, my fortune, my strength, my power. For the Lord will restore. Like the fortune of Israel. Like the excellence of Israel. The Lord will restore for me. Like the glory of Israel. Like the honor of Israel. The Lord will restore for me. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Proverbs 6, 31. Still talking about stolen virtue, stolen glory. Proverbs 6, 31. Give me 30 and 31. Put them together. 30 and 31. Put them together. Okay, let's read together. People did not despise a thief if he steals to satisfy. They have to give up all the substance. You know, if you wake up, you were cooking. And you have enough food at home, but you were cooking. And then somebody comes and steals the food. Apart from the fact that you are hungry at that time, you just laugh and say, Now, this worry time now, problem. People, they carry food from, say, anyway, the person is hungry. That's why he took the food. You know, you can just give an excuse for the person. But if you caught the person while he was stealing, you will not give these excuses. Just like, what? My food. Restore. He will restore sevenfold. We know what who the thief is. He comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. And his name is the devil. When he is caught, when a thief is caught, he restores back. But the Bible is saying sevenfold. But we know the thief. We have caught the thief. So we need to get back sevenfold what he has stolen from us. That is what this scripture is saying. So when there is restoration does not necessarily mean you pick my fan, you return my fan. Restoration might mean you pick my fan, you return my fan with an AC, if $1 million for me. That is restoration. Hello, do you understand that? Hello, do you understand that? Because when we say, I recover, restore, sometimes you think like for like. But it is more than that if it is from something that has been stolen by the enemy. Now lift your two hands up. I'll pray for you first and you pray for yourself. Whatever the enemy has stolen from your life, let there be a sevenfold restoration for you now. I say now, 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 now. Let there be a sevenfold restoration for you now. In the name of Jesus. You are not going to pray. Devil, you stole my glory. Restore sevenfold. Devil, you stole my fortune. Restore. Are you ready? What has the devil denied you? Lift your two hands up. Say you stole this. Restore sevenfold. Can we pray? Be specific. 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 You wasted my time. Restore. You restore. 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 You wasted my fortune. Restore. Restore. You wasted my glory. Restore. Restore. You stole my glory. Restore. 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 Pray for yourself. Restore. Restore. Make your proclamation. Make your proclamation. Make your proclamation. Make your proclamation. You stole this. Restore. 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 Open your mouth and pray for yourself. Restore. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Have your seat. So it can be stolen. It can be exchanged. Glory can be exchanged. We are talking about satanic operations concerning men's glory. Genesis 48. Let me just read from verse 13 because of our time. And Joseph took both, them both, Ephraim in his right hand, towards Israel's left hand, and Manasseh in his left hand, towards Israel's right hand, and brought them near unto him. And Israel stretched out his right hand, and laid it upon Ephraim's head, who was younger, and his left hand upon Manasseh's head, guiding his hand wittingly, for Manasseh was the firstborn. He blessed Joseph and said, God, before whom my fathers Abraham and Isaac did walk, the God which fed me all my life long until this day, the angel which redeemed me from all evil, bless the lads and let my name be named upon them, the name of my fathers Abraham and Isaac, and let them grow into the multitude in the midst of the earth. And when Joseph saw that his father laid his right hand upon the head of Ephraim, it displeased him, and he held up his father's hand to remove it from Ephraim's head unto Manasseh's head. And Joseph said unto his father, not so, my father, for this is the firstborn. Put thy right hand upon his head. Listen, you know, the Bible says he blessed Joseph, but it was two of them he was blessing. But he proclaimed the same blessing upon the two of them, but different hands were on different people. It takes a man that understands spiritual principles to see the difference. Same blessing. He was praying the same prayer for both of them, but the hands were like this. What difference does that hand make? There's a right of a firstborn. There's a right of a child of God. There are many people that are not enjoying the right of a child of God. There are many of us that are not enjoying the right of a child of God because there is an exchange. Because there is an exchange. And we need to recover that now. Okay. I've always done this. Who is the firstborn of Abraham? Who is the firstborn of Abraham? Who was blessed? Who was the firstborn of Isaac? Who was blessed? Who was the firstborn of Jacob? Reuben. Who was blessed? Joseph. Who was the firstborn of Joseph? Manasseh. Who was blessed? Whatever belongs to you that is being given to another, recover them in this service. In the name of Jesus,
Say my glory. If you have been exchanged, I recover you now. In the name of Jesus, say my glory, if you have been exchanged, I recover. If you have been exchanged, and da-da-da-da-da, irekete-te-te-te, mazata-karia, aria-ka-da-da-da, mazata-karia. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. You have not started praying. You have not started. See the history I gave you. Same family. Whatever is in the foundation of my family that exchanges glory, let it be terminated at my lifetime. Lift your right hand and say, whatever. I didn't say whatever. It's in my lineage. Whatever is in my blood. Whatever is in my foundation that exchanges glory, let it be terminated. In the name of Jesus, let it be terminated. Let it be terminated. Let it be terminated. Whatever is in my blood, in my lineage, in my family, in my foundation that leads to exchange of glory, let it be terminated. Let it come to an end. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Tell somebody, say, hear the word of the Lord. See, every satanic exchange in your life, say, you recover them now. Pray for that person. Say, satanic exchange comes to an end. Recover. Recover. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Lift your right hand and say, whatever I have lost, say, whatever was satanically exchanged in my life when I was asleep, say, I recover that. I recover. Pray for yourself. I recover. Whatever was satanically exchanged while I was asleep, I recover. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. You are not angry enough. A man can walk into your shop and have a discussion with you and tell you, I want to buy this. You will give the person the price. It's not that the person does not want to come back. But while the person is coming back, he goes to another shop and buys everything. It's an exchange. I grew up in the market. We know all these things. It is not that he asks for the price that he's coming back. People pick it up. Pew! He's about to spend $6 million. Wow. Dala, bala, gara, come to my shop. And that's the end of it. Some are still waiting for that person. He has bought the thing. He has forgotten you. Lift your two hands up. I pray for you. Whatever belongs to you that be exchanged, recover them now. See, listen to me. You can write an interview. You can write a test. Write interview. Your name will be on the list. The name of the person can be on the list. And it is approved. At the point of printing to paste, they can go and remove the name and put another person's name there. Do you understand what I'm talking about? But I pray for you. And Dalibo Kurikata Andaga Igeria Gadada Mazanta Karia. Every satanic exchange concerning you, they are terminated today. In the name of Jesus. Remember King Solomon and that story? Two women slept off. You remember that? Whatever has been exchanged in your destiny at midnight and at midday, let them be restored back unto you. In the name of Jesus, lift your two hands and say, oh Lord alive, say whatever has been exchanged in my life, say my glory, my virtue, my star. If you have been exchanged, I recover. Open your mouth and pray. I recover.
I recover. Adagada.
In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. I don't know how long you have been in this church, but I've said this many times. Listen to me. If you receive a call from anywhere that somebody is dying, whatever, and come quickly, you are not a doctor. Did you hear me? You are not a doctor. You are not a nurse. Many people heard such calls. They traveled. While they were coming, they had accident. The man that was on the sick bed lived 20 years more. There are some calls that when you receive, you wait 5 more days. You are not a medical doctor. You are not a nurse. Don't die before your time because of spiritual ignorance. As I'm talking, you will be remembering some things. Don't die before your time because of spiritual ignorance. They just go and say, as I saw you now, I'm very okay. They don't get back to the cities. Or some get back to the city, they lose their job. Why? They don't know the travelings to travel and then wants not to travel. Don't die before your time, oh. Tell somebody, say, don't die before your time. Say, I pray for you. Anyone that wants, stretch your hand and let me pray for you. Anyone that wants to use your life as an exchange for their life, let the Lord arise and destroy them. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Say with me, say any power that wants to exchange my life for their life, say let them be destroyed by fire. In the name of Jesus, let them perish. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Isaiah 43, 3 to 4. As God said it, the devil does that. The devil just counterfeits everything. Isaiah 43, 3 to 4. Isaiah 43, 3 to 4. Can we pray? Is it 3 to 4 or 4 to 3? Okay, let's look at 3 to 4. Let's go. For I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior. Since thou was precious in my sight, thou hast been honorable, and I have loved it. Therefore, I will give men for thee and people for their lives. There is a change, sir. There is a change. Whoever saw your glory and exchanged it for their own, let them release it and perish. In the name of Jesus. Now listen to me. Any midwife that took the glory of your child, let them perish suddenly. In the name of Jesus. Any wicked teacher that lay hand on your children, let them be paralyzed by fire. In the name of Jesus. Any wicked householder, family member that laid an evil hand on your children, let the earth open up and swallow them. In the name of Jesus, whatever has been exchanged in your life, let them be restored back by fire. They are restored back by fire. In the name of Jesus, are you in church? Hosea 9:11. My glory shall not fly away. Quickly, help me now. As for Ephraim, their glory shall fly away. That is no use. My glory will not fly away. Put on your head on your hand on your head. In the book of Riagada, my glory, you will not fly away. In that, can you pray for us? My glory.
My glory, my glory, my glory. You will not fly away. Magaria. Agada gada gada. Magada gada. Aragadala. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Let me give you four ways glory is exchanged. Quickly. Exchange food. Have your seat if you want to sit down. Food. Some have eaten anyhow, anywhere, from anybody. Some people, if you want to kill them, give them food. Even if they know there is poison in it, they will eat it. Food. Sex. Exchange. Food. Sex. Laying on of hands. Gifts. Four common ways of exchanging glory and exchanging things in the life of people in Nigeria. Food. Sex. Laying on of hands. Gifts. I pray for anyone here. Whatever has been stolen from you, exchange from your destiny by the use of food, by sex, by any hands raised on you, lifted on you, by, I pray for you, recover them all now. Recover them all now. Recover them all now. In the name of Jesus. Let's go. Number three for today. Transfer. Glory can be transferred. It can be stolen. It can be exchanged. It can be transferred. Glory is transferred by satanic manipulation. You know, transfer by ritual. Somebody carries evil sacrifice. Somebody does dark prayers and then they transfer it. What was just saying is that what will be good for this person? Just let it go to this person. You know, when there's an exchange, something is given a replacement. A lower can be given for a higher. But when there's a transfer, it is taken. Nothing is given in exchange. What you have is added to another person's own. That's transfer. Lift your right hand up. Say any ritual. I didn't hear you. Did he hear what my explanation about transfer? Lift your right hand up. Say any ritual. Say any evil sacrifice. Used to transfer anything from my life. Say I recover them now. In the name of Jesus. Say the ritual be destroyed. The sacrifice catch fire. The sacrifice catch fire. The ritual be destroyed. The sacrifice catch fire. Ragadada Magaria Gada, Azanda Gada, Agada Gada, Eria Gada, Mazanda Garia, Arika Telebo, Mazataria Gada, Aria Gada Gada Gada. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. I pray for everyone here. Whoever is praying a dark prayer, dark prayer, dark prayer, dark prayer, dark prayer. Whoever is chanting against your glory, chanting your name, chanting, summoning you, praying dark prayers, up, waking up, praying every three hours because of you. Let the earthquake of the Lord destroy them. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Say any witch doctor that has transferred anything for my life and my destiny, say die, perish in the name of Jesus. Can you pray in the name of Jesus? Any witch doctor that has transferred anything for my life and destiny, perish, 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 perish. Any witch doctor. Any star gazer that has transformed my star, that has transformed my glory, say perish, 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 I recover, perish, 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 I recover, and perish, 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 perish. In Jesus' mighty name,
We are praying. The glory of your business, the glory of your school, the glory of your business, of your career, that was given to another, recover them now. In the name of Jesus. You don't understand. Whoever killed a ram and transferred what belongs to you, let that blood destroy them. In the name of Jesus. I say, whatever belongs to you that has been transferred to another, recover them all. In the name of Jesus. Lift your tongue and say, I recover all. Are you sure you are ready to pray? Lift your tongue. Let me pray for you again. Every incantation, any enchantment, any divination that led to transfer of your glory, they are cancelled now. They are cancelled by the blood of Jesus. As for you, arise and recover. 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 In the name of Jesus. If you are here in church, you have a business that was working before, that is no longer working. Come. Listen to what I said. You have a business that was booming before, that is no longer booming. Come here. Let me lay hands on you. In the name of Jesus. Have your seat. Have your seat. Raganda liboko ria malaba zida. Andaga. Rimbe gende liboko ria balaba bakaria. Urime geria gadadada bakaria. Mazanda liboko ria. Which business is the business? Come, two of you. Which business? Heavenly Father, I lift this oil up. He said the yoke shall be broken by the raising of anointing. As I anoint your people with this oil, let there be an instant recovery for them. In the name of Jesus. Let their businesses boom. Let their businesses shine. In the name of Jesus. From me, I will not pray for you. I will not. I will not. Rabaga daribo koria gada. Azanta gari kedelebo. Anda garia kedelebo koria. Razanta ribo koria. Whatever was working before, that has stopped working, recover them all. In the name of Jesus, let them begin to walk from now on. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you. Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Let me take one more. I pray for you. Whoever summoned you in a dream and took something away from you, let the lightning of the Lord destroy them now. Recover that thing now.
Hey.
Recover that thing now. Hey. That
faith, that glory, recover them all.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. Have your seat. Have your seat. Have your seat. Now, I want to pray for somebody. If somebody took something forcefully away from you in the dream, stand up on your feet, wherever you are. Stand up on your feet. Stand up on your feet. And Daribo Korea Gada, Azanta Gada, Igeria Gada, Mare Ketelibo, Akataria Gada, Rabakaria Gada, by intelligent, whatever was talking from you, recover them all. Recover them all. Recover them all. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you. Have your seat. Let me take one more. Revelation 18, 11 to 13. Let me not take this. Our time is fast spent. Lift your right hand up. Lift your right hand up. See my star, my glory, my virtue. Arise, shine, 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 shine. Shine, shine, shine. 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 Pray for yourself. Shine. Shine. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Psalm 21, verse 3 to 5. Let's take the blessings of the goodness. The blessings of the goodness. Psalm 21, from verse 3. Okay, let's start from verse 1. Let's just start from verse 1 from clarity. Go back to verse 1. The king shall dwell in thy strength. Give me New King James. New King James. Thank you. The king shall have joy in your strength, O Lord, and in your salvation. How greatly, remember, you have been made kings and priests to the Lord. Abi, so you are talking about yourself. Are you sure of that? Okay, let's go verse 2. You have given him. Lift your right hand up. What are your heart desires? Ask him for it. Ask him, ask him. He is giving you your right heart desire. Your heart desire. Your heart desire. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Go back. You have given, let's go. You have given him his heart desire and have not withheld the request of his lips. Everything your mouth utter today, let the angels of God bring them to pass speedily for you. In the name of Jesus. These are blessings of his goodness. He does it because of his goodness. Verse 3. For you meet him with the... You meet him with what? Anything called the blessings of his goodness. May your life be mixed with that. May that be your experience. In the name of Jesus. You set a crown of pure gold. Remember, you have given him glory and crowned him. Remember, you have crowned him with glory and honor. That's Psalm 8, verse 5. But look at it. No, go back, go back, go back, go back, go back, go back, go back. Verse 3. For you have met him with the blessing of goodness, you have set a crown of pure gold. That is a mark of a glory. It's a mark of your glory. It's a mark of your glory. If your head is without any crown of glory, let the angels of God arise. Close your eyes, stretch out your hand here. Let me have the keyboard. Let me have the keyboard.
any head here without a crown. Let there be a restoration now. Let there be a restoration now. May the Lord crown you with glory and honor. The Lord crown you with glory and honor. The Lord crown you with glory and honor. In the name of Jesus.
Let's go, verse 4. Verse 4 and 5. Let me just end at 5 today. He asked light from you. And you did what? I didn't hear you. Let's go. Want to go from you. The length of days forever. Say length of days forever. Say that again. Length of days forever. You will not die young. You will not die suddenly. In the name of Jesus, the Lord prolong your life. You will live life in prosperity and good health. In the name of Jesus, the blessings of His goodness shall be your portion. Shall be the portion of your children. The portion of your siblings. In the name of Jesus, the work of your hands shall enjoy the blessings of His goodness. In the name of Jesus, your business will not go into shambles. In the name of Jesus, your business will not crumble. Your career will not crumble. In the name of Jesus. His glory is great. Whose glory is great? Say that. Say, my glory is great. In your salvation, honor and majesty you have placed upon. I pray for everyone here as I go to sit down. Glory, honor, majesty, let that be your portion. Let it be the portion of your children. Let it be the portion of your business. Let it be the portion of your marriage. Let it be the portion of your family. In the name of Jesus, as you say amen, receive them sevenfold. In the name of Jesus. Tell somebody, say glory, honor, and majesty. Say that again, say glory, honor, and majesty. Say glory, honor, and majesty. Glory, honor, and majesty. Tell people, glory, honor, and majesty. 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 If it is lacking in your life, if they are lacking in your life, recover them all now. In the name of Jesus. Stretch forth your hand there again. I pray for you. Put Revelation 5:12 or 7:12. Any of the two. Put it there for me. 5:12 or 7:12. 7:12. Saying amen. Blessings. And glory. And wisdom. Thanksgiving. Honor. Power. Might. Be to our forever. It belongs to him, but he graciously releases it to his children as part of the blessings of his goodness. Are we here? Give me Revelation 5:12. You will see they look alike. Jesus died and received these things, and he received them for us, saying, "What is the Lamb who was slain to receive what? Power, riches, wisdom, strength, honor, glory and blessing." Every blessing written in Revelation 5:12, written in Revelation 7:12, that is lacking in your life, let them be released to your life in surplus. They are released in your life in surplus. They are released to your children in surplus. They are released concerning the work of your hand in surplus. They are released concerning your spouse in surplus. They are released concerning your marriage in surplus. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. God bless you.
Thank you for sharing the moment with us. We hope you have been blessed, and we look forward to hearing from you. You can reach us via WhatsApp, SMS, or calls on 090-1137-1118. You can visit or worship with us at the Citadel of Impact, New Estate Baptist Church, behind Silver Mall, near Sakale Bus Stop, Buhari Expressway, Duse Alaji, Abuja. Or join us on Facebook and YouTube at NEBC Duse Abuja, on Instagram at TCI_Abuja, or MixLR audio channel at TCI-Abuja. Our worship time is 7:30 a.m., 9 a.m., and 10:30 a.m. on Sundays and on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Till we come your way again, stay blessed and stay safe. Grace to you.